All right, man. So I want to talk about shoes real quick. So it's 8:23. Let's knock this out. So we get a question a lot about like what shoes should I wear? What do you recommend? Do I need shoes? Okay. And my preference to, or what I say is always like, depending what they're wearing. I mean, if they're wearing some like moon shoes, yes. Here's the deal. When we're talking about shoes, instead of making this CrossFit propaganda, okay, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, not just Reebok, even though I do think Reebok does a very good job in terms of CrossFit shoes. We're talking about firmness of sole and your ability to find stability in a lift, okay? So squatting, let's just use squatting as an example. If I wear a running shoe, there's two things that I have an issue with. One, the heel drop. My heel's elevated in a running shoe, okay? Now you say, but a weightlifting shoe elevates your heel. However, a weightlifting shoe has a firm foundation. It's originally a piece of wood, and now it's all polyurethane and plastic, okay? But like a firm foundation, I don't squish in that heel. I elevate the heel to relieve tension through the Achilles and the ankle, and that allows me to achieve better mobility in my squat, okay? And also more power off the floor. And so that's why you have an elevated heel, but it has to be a firm. If you're not going to have a slab to stand on under the heel, you want a flat shoe, okay, or a flatter, because then the foam is not going to be the issue. So it's the heel drop that we're looking at, and then it's the squish, okay? How much squish is there? Softer's not better. So primarily looking at a flat shoe, that's why OG, we're looking at Converse, okay? So we're looking at old school, like powerlifting. This was the first thing that we wore in here. Yep. Now kids are soft and they can't run in these and like they have all these opinions about, oh, is it 400 meters? I can't run 400 in my Converse. My Chuck Taylor's it. I don't have arch support. Like, you're soft. You're freaking soft. Okay.
Who are you mocking?
Just everybody. Just generally. So, but the reason the reason it worked well is that's a flat shoe. That's a flat shoe and you're able to squat the hell out of some weight with this. They're able to pull with this. Mm-hmm. You can do everything with this because the shoe itself is not going to have an effect on you. Okay. So then over the years, and like when I started CrossFit 2009 as an athlete, you didn't have CrossFit shoes yet, but you had minimalist shoes. And actually the New Balance Minimus was one of the first shoes other than Vibram Five Fingers. Okay, Vibram Five Fingers.
I got a pair of those.
I had a pair.
Water socks.
They're perfect. That's if you got some Vibrams, don't be ashamed. Just be ashamed to not wear them in water. Don't be in public unless it's a public water space, okay? So you go into the river, go into the lake. Vibrams are awesome.
Amazing.
Man, you're coming in here, take them off. Don't do that, okay?
I seen some the other day in the gym.
But also, I did too. But also on the Vibrams, here's what you need to be careful of. The idea was that running barefoot is better for you. True, but you are wholly unprepared to do that, okay?
Very unprepared.
You can't go 30 years running in super structured shoes and then go run barefoot for 3 miles. You're going to break your foot. You're going to stress everything out. All the tendons, all the ligaments, all the musculature is going to seize up. None of that's good, okay?
Fasciitis.
Don't be a dumbass, all right? We can't keep wearing these superstructured shoes and go to that. So we want to make sure you understand that. There's nothing wrong with minimalist shoes. It does make sense. If you have a perfectly, because it used to be like they do like a video of like Landon Donovan at a Olympic training center doing sprints on grass. And people are like, yeah, he does it barefoot. And it was like, there's no rocks. That's manicured. They have gone like inch by inch to make sure there's nothing out there.
That might be turf.
If I go out there, we got Monty Beach Park right behind us, great green space. I'm going to step in dog shit, then I'm going to step in a rock, then I'm going to step in a hole, and then I'm going to trip on a tree stump. Like, we don't live on manicured stuff, so like we can't do that, okay? So we went away from Vibrams. Minimalists were the first ones, and that's when you started to see Reebok come in. Nike Freeze were also OG CrossFit shoes. Freeze were kind of like the more aesthetically pleasing.
What I hate about those was the traction.
Yeah.
No traction. Oh, I hated that.
So people were playing with that. So then Reebok signed the deal with CrossFit. And when they did that, they introduced the Nano. Now the Nano, this was my first Nano ever. So 2010-ish. I don't think it's a 1. I think it's a 2. Is it a 1?
That might be the 1.
1. OG. 1. Said OG a lot today. This is a 1. The amazing clients and coaches at CrossFit 1525 pitched in to buy me these. Thank you, Nikki, for that. She got all that together for my birthday in 2012, March 2012, I believe. I then wore them every day of my life, and they have a hole in the side. And so these were my favorite shoes ever. And so Reebok came, and as you see, no heel drop, straight across. a more structured upper. So unlike the Converse, which is just a canvas upper, that had some structure through the top, had a little bit of structure around the heel. It cupped your heel a little bit more. In fact, they played with that, like you could bake them. This, not in the ones, I think the twos, you could like bake and it would set to your foot kind of thing.
Fun.
I think that's what it was. But what happened was you'd leave your shoe in your car, and if you had a bent, it would then harden bent. Ooh. Like if you would like put your heel in it accidentally or something, it would harden. I remember I ruined a pair of shoes like that. So they stopped doing the baking features. So then Nike came out, and now they have the Metcon. Okay. And then finally, aside from that, you also have Outsiders, and now they're Insiders because they're a big part of this. The Nobles.
Noble.
Now, this is a mid-top. The Nobles are normally a low-top, but my low-top I use for painting, and
that's
white.
High-top.
High-top, sorry. I don't know which nine. Whatever.
That's super high.
It's a higher than a low-top. So, Joel, what do you wear?
I like my Metcons for sure. I remember my Nano 4s. Those were great. Those were awesome. I never had any issues with my Nano 4s.
Have you tried 6s or what number
were you? So, my latest Nano is the 6, the black with gum. And look, there goes that hole in the side thing that you were talking about. Watching live. I guess that's a Reebok thing.
Yeah.
But
I got them on my Converse as well.
These didn't have my Metcons.
No, because if you look at the Metcon, it's a different material.
It's a different material. But these are aesthetically pleasing. As were the Metcons, they felt way better, but they're squeaky. Apparently, the 4s, they fixed that problem.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of
there. Do you have any idea what number this is?
That's the 3. That's a 2.
This is never squeaked.
That's a 2.
I've never squeaked.
Never squeaked?
Never squeaked.
Huh. My 2 squeak.
They don't squeak anymore. Ryan Garahan gave me these, and so maybe he took the squeak out. But
possibly. Well, didn't he say he switched the soles with Noble soles? Oh. With the insole?
No, not on these. That was what we did.
I know he said he switched the insoles somewhere.
No, we took our Noble insoles out because Noble couldn't get their shit together on their insoles for a while, and they'd roll up in the front of the shoe.
I did not like
And we
Noble.
Put our Hoka Una Una.
That's what that was.
We put our running insoles in. It was awesome. It was the perfect shoe. The Nobles are perfect shoes with new insoles. If you put a nice running insole in there, Nobles are the perfect shoes because you got a wide toe box, great foundation, but it's the insole that sucks. And so I had Hokas from all my running, and I slid them in there.
I got to go.
I know, so talk about your shoes real quick.
Metcons are the ways to go. I'm going to get me a pair of 4s pretty soon. The 6s hurt my feet after a while. I don't know what it is.
Reebok 6s.
Reebok Nano 6s.
They hurt your feet.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Nike Metcons.
I have so much Nike stuff that I'm not a Nike person, but my Metcons have never failed me in a work. Like, I've never felt uncomfortable in them. They work well on rope climbs.
Right.
I remember mentioning to you the other day that these slide when I climb the rope.
Yep.
I don't know if these aren't tied hard enough. I mean, they're tight.
You shouldn't have to cut your circulation off.
Exactly.
I do think the Metcons hug my foot better.
Yeah, for sure.
It takes work to take them off.
And I got a wide foot. They fit my feet great.
Okay.
Like, I got flippers for feet.
Gotcha.
Like,
I got a wider toe box. I need wider toe box as well.
Mm-hmm. But these, like I said, I love the way they look. That's why I got them.
Okay.
And like, they were like, if I would have kept them just for coaching, it would have been fantastic.
Now, where do you buy your shoes?
I shop Rogue.
Rogue.com,
Nike.com, depending.
You don't go to stores?
No. Okay. I'll go to stores to try them on. Like, I went to Below Parallel. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Below Parallel, CrossFit store.
Where you didn't make a purchase?
Where I did not make a purchase. I just used them. Sorry, Below Parallel. I just used y'all.
That's fine. Okay. Anything else?
No. For sure. I'm a Nike Metcon fan. I'm excited to get the 4s very soon.
Awesome.
Because I've been beating up my shoes for a couple years now.
Hell yeah.
In need for new ones. Sounds and cool. Those new Metcon Freeze that came out look pretty cool, and they're a little cheaper.
Yeah, they're combining the Metcons with the old Nike Freeze, and I think it depends. It could work. It could not work.
I feel like that'd be a great coaching shoe, but I don't know if it'd be a great performance shoe. Not as great as a Metcon or the new Nano 8. I heard that Nano 8s, they fixed what was wrong with the 6 and the 7.
Okay.
And, I mean, right. And the 4s.
Get out of here.
Okay, I got to get out of here, guys. I got to coach the 8:30. I got to find group. So, thanks for listening. Y'all have a I'm sorry if I got super duper loud there. Y'all have a fantastic day. Banjo's is going to take over the rest.
Not as long as normal, 5 minutes. We're done. I'm not rambling. Because lighthearted. Right. We're keeping it light today.
Promise.
All
right. See ya.
Peace.
Have fun. Oh, I went straight to it. I didn't.
I saw it for 6.
Yeah, it worked really well. All right, guys. So basically to sum up with Joel, he prefers the Metcons from Nike. He generally buys online, but Below Parallel on Washington. It's right by Pink's Pizza over near TC Jester. I forget what the actual side street is, but the Pink's by TC Jester. You can Google. It's Google. I mean, sorry. You all have phones. I love when people ask questions like, no, that's not fair. That's not fair. You're allowed to ask where things are. But like, you act like if I don't give you great directions, you're not going to find it. And I'm all for if you're the one with a flip phone, but you never are. It's always someone that could just type it in. But they're on Washington before TC Jester if you're coming from downtown. On the right side. And it's a great little shop, little CrossFit shop, little fitness shop, really. I mean, they have a good wall of shoes, good shoe selection. They usually have whatever just came out. They also have weightlifters if you need weightlifting shoes, which is I guess we can touch on that. You don't need them. There. Okay, good. Touched on it. I think it's a good purchase if you really enjoy the squat life. And why would you not? I've said before, if you don't like back squats, then you shouldn't be here because we are a squatting gym. But that being said, guys, I want you to demonstrate proficiency in the squat without the weightlifting shoe, okay? I want the weightlifting shoe to be a complement to your ability, not a crutch for your ability, okay? So similar as a belt. I don't mind if you have a belt. I don't mind if you wear one of our belts. We talk about you're not going to put that on below 80%, really below 85%, because, again, I want it to add to your ability. I want it to be the icing on the cake, but I need the cake to still be good, okay? I don't want a shitty cake that the icing masks. That's a damn good analogy. Nailed it. So put off the weightlifting shoes until, like, you'll know. You'll know. Like, if you start laying awake at night thinking about what you're going to squat the next day, might be time for weightlifting shoes. But if you're like, ugh, back squats, you do not need them because you can squat barefoot. You can squat any shoe you have. Don't stress, okay? And plus, weightlifting shoes are not cheap. I know there's some versions, like $100, you get used pair or whatever, but or on sale. Rogue Fitness has a lot of shoes they put on sale, on clearance. But you're going to look at Romaleos. You're going to look at what does Adidas do now? Addi Stars? Addi Powers? I feel like they're bringing back the Addi Powers. But you're going to look at those $200-$300, and you're going to get overwhelmed. It's not necessary. Not necessary. Not necessary. Not necessary. And so don't worry about that. But in terms of CrossFit shoes or shoes for these particular workouts, I sold shoes at Academy. I was a manager of the shoe department at the 1960-290 location. And as someone that sold shoes, I don't care about shoes. I don't care. Like, I put on what I have. I basically wear a shoe until it's destroyed. This shoe was blown out. Now, this shoe's from 2012. The right shoe of my Converse now has a hole in its side. Like I said, my low top Nobles, I wore them too much during work, and so they got paint all over them. They just don't look great. And so these gray Metcons, wherever the hell it just went, are the ones that I wear to work out and to work most of the time. If I have pants on, I'll wear my Converse still. I don't know why I prefer the way they look with that, but that's about as shallow as I get on that. I like these Nikes. My problem with Nike is they were so slow to the game. One of the things that when I was at Academy, I got to attend some seminars, or I'm sorry, conventions for shoes, you know, like typical TV sitcom stuff, a bunch of people in blue polos with lanyards and swag. You remember the Michael Scott episode where, the Office episode where Michael Scott goes to the convention with Dwight and he sees Jim there. It's the first time, and like he says, swag stuff everyone gets or whatever stuff we all get, and he's trying to throw the party. Like, that's what it's like. It's in a hotel. We did it at the old Holiday Inn that's at Highway 6 and I-10. I forget what it is. Omni now, maybe? No, it's not an Omni. That's at Eldridge. Whatever the tall one is, sticks out like a sore thumb. We did it there in like 2011, and it was when CrossFit was first coming on the scene. Reebok had just signed the deal, I think. I could be wrong about that. But we knew CrossFit was coming. And I was an athlete. I was at 1525 as an athlete at that time. And we would ask, you know, people are coming in. They're asking for minimus. They're asking for low profile. They're asking for CrossFit shoes. And the representative from Nike was like, we're not interested. It's not something we're going to do. And I was gobsmacked. I was just like, how do you not see an opportunity here? This is going to be the future. And you know, to be fair, nobody else jumped on. ASICS wasn't hurrying. Adidas wasn't hurrying. New Balance had the minimus, but they weren't changing anything. They were just they didn't make that for CrossFit. Maybe they did. Maybe they had so much forethought and they just didn't say it. Because they presented a minimalist running shoe. But Nike said we don't want to. And then Reebok signs a deal with CrossFit. They do the games and it's a big freaking deal. And then like Nike comes in at the 11th hour, is like, we made a shoe. And their first shoe was such bullshit. You would have thought Nike was a brand new company. And what I don't get, because then you had this revolution. That's not true. You had this outcry from athletes sponsored by Nike because CrossFit made a rule. We're sponsored by Reebok. We give you free Reebok shoes when you get to the games. You have to wear Reebok on the floor. You can't compete anything but Reebok. So Nike had sponsored some athletes, and they were not allowed to wear Nike shoes. And Nike wasn't allowed in Vendor Village because, again, they chose not to sponsor or be affiliated with CrossFit. So why would CrossFit invite them in? But then, of course, we like the outsider. So everybody's saying, oh, Nike, it's unfair. They should be in there. And the whole time I'm sitting here thinking, like, we're so forgetful. Nike said they do not support what we do. They said they don't believe it's real. They don't believe it's going anywhere. And then that's fine, right? You can be a bad forecaster. It shouldn't be held against you that you didn't guess correctly. But then the quality that they put out as a stopgap to prevent the loss of revenue they could have made by having a CrossFit shoe was so low. They half-assed the project. You know what they could have done? You want to know what a CrossFit shoe really is? It's an indoor soccer shoe. You know who has indoor soccer shoes? Nike. You know that's pretty good indoor soccer shoes? Nike. You know what you could wear? Indoor soccer shoes. That's all they needed to use. Bring your indoor soccer shoe, repaint it, get a new colorway, and call it a freaking Metcon. Idiot. All right? But they didn't. They half-assed the first version of this, and it was trash. They fell apart. Like, the heel would peel off. It was awful. But then suddenly, there's like these Nike diehards. And this, like, this everything's everything, right? This is like you Marvel Universe, like, fanboys and girls. I'm okay that you like it. It can be a good movie. It's not a great movie. It's not a great movie. It's not a great movie. It's not original, okay? Stop being mad when people think it's eh, because it's eh. All of your movies are eh. They're eh. They're not bad. They're entertaining. They're fun. My lake house. Ha ha. My parents' lake house. Whoa, sorry. Entitlement, okay? No TV, cable, whatever. So, like, you go up there and, like, it's all about, you know, disconnection, except you have Wi-Fi on your phone because of, you know, the network or whatever. But, like, so you're not totally unplugged. But, like, the TV, if you're going to watch something, it's got to be DVD. So my father's a big Marvel fan, so we've collected all the videos up there. So, like, when I'm up there, because Jax and I will go up there to escape. Jax is this guy down here. We'll go up there to escape, you know, take the weekend off. And I'll watch the Marvel movies because they're entertaining. But they're not good. You're not like, wow, the artistry. It's beautiful. Like, Asgard, it's Wakanda with a different overlay. The spaceships are the same with a different curvature. The explosions are the same with different colors. Like, it's the same. It's the same. There's nothing wrong with that because they're making a killing, okay? But, like, stop accepting mediocre shit without just calling it mediocre. And the Nike incident was an example of that, okay? They didn't want to support what we do. And then they did, all right? And then they're mad that they're on the outside. Now, to be fair, they are in the game now, and they're doing a very, very good job. I think that the shoe has evolved tremendously. And it just, it always reminds me. I mean, I was Reebok diehard till about a year ago, and then my Reeboks blew out. My favorite Reebok of all time is this one. And I don't know the numbers. If I had to guess, it's around a 4. This says S55 on the side, but this was a special edition. It's got a trident on the back. It's a, I think it's military. Anyways, sorry. This is my favorite because it's overbuilt. It's thick. Like, I wore these in winter. The tongue's super thick. It's actually a warm shoe. It's that rubber mesh across the toe. It was the best shoe. But then I stepped in mud and I haven't cleaned it off yet. And I stepped in mud like a year ago. I stepped in dog shit a year ago. Wow, that should not be inside. Okay, the story's coming back to me. And I didn't have a hose, and so I just left them outside. And it's been outside until this moment. And so once I couldn't wear those because I had to clean them, I moved to these, which, again, I said Ryan Garahan had given to me because they didn't fit them. And I had not worn them, and I like them a lot. And like I said, they're better built on the outsole. So I think Nike's come up. I haven't heard a lot of support for new Reeboks, so I think Nike might be the way to go. I like Nobles. The issue with the Nobles is that you have to order online. They're not in stores because it's a small organization, which is a great story. But like, it's hard to get the size right. I wear the same size and everything. It's an 11. 11 in Reebok, 11 in Nike, and 11 in Nobles. And so I think that gives you a guideline. Yeah, so 11's across the board for me. I like Below Parallel. I think you should go there. I also think you should try to buy from there, okay? They don't have all the colorways, and so, but they can order it. I think supporting local business is really important. What Greg's doing there is really, really good, and I look forward to watching it grow. But you also have, there's the Reebok outlet. I think there's Reebok outlet in Fairfield, which is out 290, and construction's finally wrapping up, so you can actually get out there in decent time on the weekends. And then I think there's a Nike outlet there as well. So you have a lot of options. Do you need them? If you have a super squishy running shoe, you probably go ahead and buy some. But if you don't, if you have like a minimal running shoe, I don't mean even thin. I mean just like some of the ASICs have a big heel. Some of the ASICs are pretty much just dense foam across. Those would work just fine, guys. Don't stress. There's no fitness program that should require you to buy outfits and gear, okay? Things you could have here, you could have your own CrossFit shoes, you could have your weightlifting shoes, you could have your belt, you could have your jump rope. You could have knee sleeves, you could have tall socks, you could have a headband, you could have a very specific shirt, the right brand shorts. So, like, any endeavor has its rabbit hole of bullshit. But let me tell you something. You can show up here in whatever you currently own, and you're going to be just fine. So please do not feel like you have to go spend $100 to take part. Nobody judges you on your shoes here. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The only time I'm going to mention your shoes is if you're rocking around while you're back squatting. If I see that ankle move, I'm going to mention to you that you need a firmer foundation. And for that day, we're going to squat barefoot. But aside from that, please do not feel like you need to go out and spend $100, $150 on a pair of new shoes because they're CrossFit shoes. All right, so that is it. Go shop at Below Parallel on Washington. They have everything, like Virus. They got the compression pants. They've got apparel. They've got accessories. They've got tape. They've got chalk. They've got Stance socks, big Stance socks provider. So check that out. And they got a big shoe wall. They got protein as well. So they got the Progenix, the Stronger, Faster, Healthier, SFH. I think they do American Gains now. What was Josh Bridges' old company? Zendurance, I think is there as well. So they have a great collection in that small little shop. So if you've never stopped by, be sure to stop by and check it out. Coming up, we got Memorial Day coming up, and I wanted to tell you, we got the shirt mock-ups getting finalized today. I'm sorry they're not out. We got the men's shirt, and it looks awesome. We do not have the tank mocked up yet. The back needs to be edited, and so they're going to be $25. We're going to donate 20 of those dollars. So $25, we're going to donate 20 of those dollars to a cause. Right now, we're trying to work with Combined Arms, which is a local nonprofit that works with veterans to help them assimilate into the job market upon their return to civilian life. And one of their main guys is our fitness athlete, Kelly Land. He was a naval aviator. And so we want to work with them. And if that doesn't go through, I mean, why would that not go through? If in case it doesn't, we can always do Wounded Warrior Foundation. And no matter what, so t-shirt sales are going to go to that, as $20 of every t-shirt is going to go to that. And then all drop-in, $20 for the drop-in, all drop-in money will go to our cause. And we have classes. We're going to do class at 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome. We got a big, beautiful building. We got a ton of pull-up bars. 26 reasonable pull-up bars, because you could actually say 34 on the main rig, but I'm going to say 26 because, you know, space matters. And then 29, so three more over there, 29, 30. We got 30 right now, and I've got actually plans to add
at least six more. So that'll be 36 pull-up bars. So come by if you need a place to do it. We got the big building. We got the big park. Our mile run. We're going to map out. We're going to try a few loops, but it's probably going to be the down and back, the two times down and back. But we'll let you know on that. You're welcome to wear a vest. I've got some rules on that. You know, we just did Cindy, and if you didn't go unbroken on your pull-ups, probably shouldn't wear a vest, okay? You know, if your Cindy was below 12 rounds without a vest, you probably shouldn't wear a vest. We are pretty big on, like, strict pull-ups for kipping because there should be rules. We want to put you in a position to, yes, feel the stimulus, and in this case with a hero wad, feel the pain, feel the discomfort. Feel like you're up against the impossible and then emerge from it, because we are honoring a man, specifically U.S. Navy Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who gave his life in service to his country, and more importantly, gave his life in the hope of saving his brothers on that mountain. He was leader of the unit, and he had to go on a ridge that was fully exposed. There was no way he did not know what was to come when he walked out with the radio to try one last transmission. And he did manage to successfully transmit, and he took fire. And I believe the story is that he dropped the radio at one point. He got hit and dropped the radio at one point, was still able to pick up the radio, and he said thank you. That was it. It's about to be over for him. And his last words on the radio were, thank you. That's what he said. And the story is incredible, because then the Chinook helicopter that was carrying the rescue team was shot down by an RPG, and they all died. And it's an incredible story. It's an incredible story. Lone Survivor depicts this story. I don't know if it depicts it well, but it depicts the story. It's the same unit. Michael Murphy is in that as the leader of that unit with Marcus Luttrell. So, yeah, that's heavy stuff. So we're doing it in honor of him and all men and women who've given their lives in service to their country in honor of Memorial Day. And so it's meant to be tough. It's meant to be tough. We will scale. We will modify. We are not going to force you to do something you're not prepared to do. But we also will not make it easy, okay? We're not looking for you to have a walk in the park that day. So 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., please come by. We would love, love, love to have you. All money raised that day will go to Combined Arms or the Wounded Warrior Foundation, depending if we can work out. We can get their support. We want to make sure that Combined Arms wants us to be associated. Of course, I don't want to make any assumptions. So that's what we got on Monday, Memorial Day. Regular schedule through the weekend. That day will be 8 a.m. and 9:30 only. Okay. The Saturday will be a regularly scheduled Saturday class. We'll not be doing Murph on Saturday, just on Monday. All right. I will be at the XPT Experience tomorrow at Mechanics, which is a calisthenics gym on Montrose, right next to El Tiempo. And I look forward to it. That's created by Laird Hamilton, the big wave surfer. If you don't know Laird Hamilton, I'm shocked. When I mentioned Laird Hamilton, nobody knows who he is. You need to listen to the Tim Ferriss podcast with Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese. You need to read Tools of Titans with the excerpts from Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese. It was the first section that just struck me, and it's the reason I started getting stickers or tabs for that book. And so now my Tools of Titans, which is actually right above the camera because I always have it out, is now a reference book with all those tabs. But that reading that section, it was full, because Laird Hamilton, I mean, he's an inventor. He's invented, like, big wave surfing, toe-in surfing behind the jet ski. He did that. Like, you're like, oh, it's logical. It makes sense. They got to get up to speed. They got to be able to catch the wave, and they can't paddle for a big wave. He's the guy. And then some crazy inventions too. And I believe his advice to his 30-year-old self, he's 40s. I mean, he looks so good. I mean, the man could be 100 and he looks like he's 30. But his advice to his 30-year-old self in Tools of Titans was, like, stop drinking now and patent all of your ideas. And so, like, he's invented a ton of stuff. He's created a ton of stuff. XPT Experience is coming to town. Amy Shank, one of the greatest people on the face of the planet, who now lives in Colorado, which, like, Amy Shank and Adriana Morell, which Adriana Carmichael, did you change your name, Adriana? Anyways, you two are, like, the greatest women I've ever met, like, ever. And you both moved to Denver. What's up with Denver? Like, why do they get everybody cool? Huh? And so just thought that was a coincidence. And like similar spirits too, like the way you approach life and like the way you care for people. Like it's very interesting that both of you separately, you don't even know each other, I don't think. But anyways, Amy Shank's coming down because she is one of the coaches. And so we will be working our breath work. So the power of breath is incredible. I'm aware of that much, but I can't wait to explore that more. And it's going to be mind blowing. And then pool workouts. So Laird Hamilton, one thing I've known for a long time is he and Gabby Reese have done pool workouts, like dumbbells in the bottom of a pool. They have a pool that has a staircase. And so they walk in through the shallow end, I believe, and then they walk up the staircase and they'll do some dumbbell movements at the bottom and like stuff like that. So we'll be doing that. And then we'll, some ice and heat training. So ice baths, I'm going to have to get into an ice bath. I've done ice baths before, but the way they do it is, and some of you have done this, and you're like, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal, man. I did it the old school, I mean, not the old school way. I did it the easy way, which was you got in the bath first with the hose water, and then you pulled the bags of ice on top of you. That was the easy way. Pretty sure they're, I know it's a full ice bath, already ice, already freezing. You jump in. So, and then you stay. It's not like in and out. And then that's contrasted with a sauna, which Mechanics has on site. If you haven't checked out Mechanics facility, they got saunas in the back, which is pretty fantastic. They're an old auto shop that they dressed up. It looks really, really good. And again, that's right on Montrose, just north of El Tiempo, same side of the street. So I will be there 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. So I look forward to that. I will be sure, I might do a mini podcast on the experience because I think it's going to be mind-blowing. So I hope you have a fabulous weekend. We are here tonight, 4:30, 5:30. Joel's working at 4:30. I'll be here helping out. And then Layla's running the show. I'll got fitness 5:30. Joel's got 4:30. I'm sorry. Layla's got 5:30. And then tomorrow morning, Joel's by himself, 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Heavy deads. Have some fun. Open gym 10 to 12 Sunday with me. Class at 10:30 with me. So we'll have a good time that day as well. So we've got action-packed weekend. I hope you have a great time. That's all I got. Jack says bye as he sleeps on my foot. And the donuts were good. Don't get the pineapple fritter, but the old-fashioned goat cheese pomegranate. If you need to be fancy, which I just think is so pretentious, just get a damn donut. Just get a donut. What do you need the fancy for? But if you're going to be fancy, so I want to evaluate. Morningstar donuts are not for me. They cost too much, and they're too fancy. But if I'm in that world, they are good. They're very good. Very, very good. Okay? And the Cop donut is my go-to. Again, I'm not refined. I watch cooking shows, but I can't tell you what the flavors are. It's powdered. It's not cinnamon. It's a brown powder on it, like just a good cake. And it's really good. It's really, really good. And so it's real simple. I like that. And the iced coffee. Morningstar's iced coffee has grown on me a lot. I like it. And it works. It doesn't have to be nitro, and it gets me going. So go try them out. Say hello. Come by here, whatever you got to do. That pineapple donut, though, pineapple fritter, maybe stay away from. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Sorry that it still ended up being long. I'm glad it's a little more structured. I think this is a little better. I will chop this up so you don't have to listen to however long this was. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, and we will see you soon. Have a great day.